Shrink is in, an informative psychological podcast produced and hosted by Dr. Howard Gurr. You can see more about Gurr at his website at www.drsgurr.com. And now, here's Dr. Howard Gurr and the Shrink is in.
Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast. Haven't been around for a while, so I've missed about 3 weeks, but I'm back. And today's podcast is born out of the observation I've had in the last year or so of a tremendous number of single car accidents in this area where the drivers are teenagers and the accidents are a result of poor judgment and excessive speed. And I began to wonder why these kids are driving 100 miles an hour impulsively and therefore losing control of their cars and smacking into trees and bridges and other cars and rolling over. And it's just, you know, horrific to see the devastation to these families and everyone who knew these kids. So I just began to wonder why these kids are driving so poorly. And I came across an article that may explain to some extent, although I don't know these kids' histories, but explain to some extent why some of these kids are getting themselves into trouble. And it was a study done by Russell Barkley. Now, Russell Barkley is like the granddaddy of ADD, ADHD. He's the man to go to. Phenomenal speaker and just, you know, highly knowledgeable about attention deficit disorder. And he did a study that I think we're going to discuss today. And it's basically what he did was he compared the driving records and skills and abilities and knowledge of 25 young adults aged 17 to 30 with attention deficit disorder with hyperactivity. And he matched them with 23 controls for age, gender, ethnicity, and educational status. And they interviewed the drivers about their driving history, their patterns, accidents, citations. They verified these reports with the driving records, tested the participants on knowledge and computerized driving simulators, and then asked their parents to verify their driving behavior. And here's what they came up with. All of the ADHD subjects reported receiving at least one speeding ticket. That was twice the normal group's number of speeding tickets. State records indicated that drivers with ADHD had more than five times as many traffic citations on their records than did control subjects. The ADHD subjects were more likely to have the licenses suspended or revoked than the controls. ADHD subjects were nearly four times as likely as the controls to have been driving during a crash that resulted in injuries. And the ADHD subject reports and parents and other individuals who knew those drivers would rate the ADHD drivers as having poor, significantly poor driving habits. Now, what they did was they tested these ADHD drivers on road knowledge and gave them, computerized test, and they did fine, which would suggest that these drivers who have these poor records have the knowledge and skills to drive properly, but when behind the wheel, they're much more reckless and impulsive and tend to make bad judgments. So, again, it's an issue from my perspective of, you know, people with ADHD have to be more careful and diligent. Medication and proper diet and nutrition and taking care of themselves is also significantly important. And I think any kind of issues of them taking substances is probably 10 times worse than people who don't have ADHD. So the ADHD drivers are at a disadvantage only because of their biochemical disorder. And I think that what that means really is those people have to be trained to be much more careful, and parents have to be much more diligent to observe, monitor, and reinforce appropriate driving behavior. Anyway, this has been Dr. Gurr. hope this information has been helpful. If you want to see more about me, you can go to my website at www.drsgurr.com. Thank you.